The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Have you ever been asked the question, what is your favorite food? Well, for someone who adores food and loves to try anything and everything, I can't really answer that question. But what I can say is that one of my favorite things to eat are noodles. So let me take you on a journey where we discover familiar and unique noodle dishes from around the world. So sit back and relax, because it's noodle time! Hello and welcome back to another episode of Noodle Time. Today we are on episode 8, and in today's episode, our topic is my favorite noodle restaurant. And one of my favorite noodle restaurants that I found most recently in my life is something that I've talked about before in previous episodes. They serve udon noodles, and the restaurant is called Marugame Udon. And what better way to talk about this restaurant than talk with a person who's been working here for a very long time. I'm about to introduce one of my bestest friends and my girlfriend. Her name is Caitlin Povisai, and she has been a loyal worker at Marugame Udon for quite a while. Hi, Caitlin. How long have you been working at Marugame Udon?
Hi, I've been working at Marugame Udon since last summer of 2021, and I started in June. So now I've been working for about 10 months.
And since you've been working at Marugame for quite a while, you probably know a lot about the menu. So what are the most common dishes that you serve when you work at Marugame?
We have 10 different options of udon, and I would say the most popular would be the number 9, which is tonkatsu. It's kind of like a spicy pork flavored udon. And then another one is the number 6, which is called the nikutama, and it comes with a slightly salty sauce that you dip your noodles in with a onsen egg and sweet beef on top. Those are the two most popular that people order.
And for the people who probably don't know any of these ingredients, I'm gonna start off with this one. What is an onsen egg?
So we make our onsen eggs in a slow cooker where we boil water and then place eggs into it and cook it for about like 25 minutes, and it slow cooks the egg and it makes it into somewhat of a soft boiled egg where it's kind of solid on the outside but gooey on the inside.
So it's sort of similar to a soft boiled egg, but it's not really like a hard boiled egg. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not hard boiled at all. It's very soft and gooey.
All right, enough about eggs. How do you guys make your udon noodles?
So when we make our udon noodles, it is a very long process. So in the morning before we open, everyone who opens in the morning shift gets there at around 9 a.m. And those on the station who are in charge of making the udon noodles will take flour, salt, and water and put it into our noodle making machine, where we slowly mix the three ingredients together to form a dough to create the udon noodles. And then usually each day is kind of different, especially on the weekdays and weekends. We create about 6 to 13 bags of dough depending on which day is busier. So the weekends are busier and the weekdays are less busy. So after we create the giant bags of dough, then we'll take these dough patties that we've made the day before and we'll flatten it out to around like 5.5 inches. And then after we flatten it out, we put it into the noodle cutting machine where it cuts the noodles into the udon shape. And we use a wooden rod to hold the noodles. And then we place the noodles into a giant boiling pot of water where we let the noodles sit for about 10 seconds. And then we do large figure eights with the wooden rod to mix the noodles into the hot water so that they're not all stuck together. And you do that for about 20 seconds. And then after that, you start a timer for 15 minutes and wait for the noodles to rise as they start to boil. And once you see the noodles rise to the top of the water, you take kind of like this net that we have. It kind of looks like a fishing net. And you use this net to catch all the udon noodles so that it's not all floating randomly in the pot. And so you basically net the noodles and place it on the side of the pot while it cooks.
Thank you, Caitlin. That seems like a really intensive process in order to serve customers really fresh and really delicious noodles.
It is really an intense part of the workday because it is really tiring making the dough for the udon noodles because you turn the flour and water and salt into this really heavy giant bag of dough, especially for someone who doesn't work out a lot. It gets really heavy and tiring, especially on summer days when it's really hot and like you're standing next to boiling pots of water and everything's so steamy, you start to sweat a lot and you just get really tired. So basically my work day is my workout.
Wow. That seems like a pretty tough and hard part of your work. Are you always put into this position whenever you work at Marugame?
So at Marugame, we have a bunch of different stations that the managers will assign you to do each shift. So most of the time they put like men or boys on that station because they're stronger. But I don't really mind doing that station because it's kind of fun. But there's also other stations. So one station is called toppings, where you make the udon bowls. And then the station where you make the udon noodles is called seimen. And the station where you boil the noodles to cook it is called kama. But most of the time they only have one person there if it's not too busy, because you can kind of make the noodles at the same time as you roll out new noodles. And then not only do we just have noodles, but we also have tempura. So we have like two giant fryer pots filled with hot boiling oil, and we make all kinds of different tempuras. For example, the most popular would probably be the shrimp, the chicken katsu, and the potato croquettes. But yeah, it just depends on where the managers want to put you during your work shift. So you can get placed on any of these stations during the workday, and it can get switched up too.
Wow. Seems like there's a lot of different types of things to do whenever you work at Marugame. And since you talked about tempura, are the tempura at Marugame, are they freshly made or are they prepackaged from the company?
So we freshly make our tempura, and you can even see it when you come in to order, because the way that Marugame works is that it's like cafeteria style. So first when customers come in, they grab a tray and then they order their noodles, and they can watch the workers make their udon bowls right in front of them. And after they get their udon bowls, they can go down the line and pick out whichever tempura they would like to purchase. But one thing I would want to point out is when you get the tempura, it's self-serve. So you have to use the tongs, not your hands. And you also want to make sure that you put the tongs back in the holder and not just place it on top of the tempura, just because it's kind of unsanitary because everyone's using the tongs and then you're putting the tongs onto the tempura that people are going to eat, especially during COVID times. You just want to make sure that everything's sanitary.
I really agree with that statement. We're in a time where it not only keeps the food sanitary, but it also keeps the food at a high quality. You're not letting other customers touch your own food. And by using tongs and by not using your hands, you're creating this safe space of high quality food and sanitary food as well. Another question I can ask you is, you've also mentioned about different types of sauces that Marugame has to offer. You want to explain what these types of sauces or broths per se?
So our udon, a lot of them come with sauce, not broth, but a lot of customers don't understand that because with the sauces, we don't give a lot because it's very concentrated and salty. So that's why it only comes with a little bit. But oftentimes, customers will ask for more, but we have to explain to them that because it's so salty and concentrated, it only comes with a little bit. But we also do have some udon that comes with broth. So the most popular broth udon would be the kake, which is like a fish-based soup. And that soup, you can get it with the beef udon as well, or the kitsune udon, which is the same kake broth soup, and it comes with the kitsune on top, which is like a sweet tofu skin. And then we also have the tonkatsu broth, which I talked about before, which is a pork-based broth. And then we also have a curry sauce, which is like beef curry sauce, which you don't get too much of as well because it's more like of a sauce. And then we also have another sauce that's called the bukkake sauce. This is the sauce that everybody thinks is a soup, but it's very concentrated. And this sauce goes into the nikutama. Like I said before, it has the sweet beef and the onsen egg. And then you can also get the bukkake udon, which is just the noodles and the sauce. And then we also have a new udon dish, which we just came out with a couple months ago, and it's a vegan creamy miso udon dish, and it comes with a soy protein on top. And this is like one of our new vegan options because all of our udon is pescatarian and we don't really have a vegetarian option, but now we have a vegan option.
Wow. That's really great how you explain different types of broths and different types of sauces that can be paired up with your delicious udon noodles. And like the tempura and the noodles, since they're handmade, I'm pretty sure the broths and the sauces are handmade as well. Is that correct?
It is. So in the morning, we have designated people who are on prep, and this is when they start to cook the broth and cook the different sauces. And we do have a sauce, like a dipping sauce for the tempura too as well, and that's going to be self-serve too after you pay.
And last but not least, you also mentioned there's a topping station at Marugame. Could you explain what different types of toppings that you could add to the udon noodles?
So at the topping station, this is where whoever's working on that station will add your beef or your egg or whatever onto your udon bowl, depending on which one you ordered. And then we have complimentary toppings, which can be tempura flakes, which just gives an extra crunch to your udon bowl. And then we also have green onions. And you can also get self-serve on the island. You can add sashimi pepper or ginger. It's like a ginger paste. But we also have a new thing called the Fireball, which you can order at the cashier, which is 50 cents. And this Fireball is kind of like a really spicy paste that you can add to your udon bowl if you want an extra kick to it.
All right. So it seems like we've went over a lot about Marugame Udon. It's sort of a restaurant where you can express your creativity. You can choose your sauce. You can choose the different toppings you would like. You can choose the amount of tempura that you would like as well. And you can sort of just choose anything that you would like. Thank you so much, Caitlin, for being my interviewee. Do you have any other words?
No, thank you for having me. This was great.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to my very first episode with a guest speaker. All right, Caitlin, could you lead us in our outro?
This was Noodle Time.
And I'm your noodle guy. Bye.